All right. So the Wisconsin Policy Forum is out with a new report on housing. And on Friday, held a virtual event focused on Wisconsin's growing challenges in building and creating an adequate range of affordable housing options across the state. Housing, obviously, has become increasingly more challenging to build and more unaffordable, not only in Wisconsin, but nationally. Since 2021, Wisconsin has issued more permits for housing construction, but the pace has declined slightly over the last 2 years and still lags far behind the housing boom of the early 2000s. Mark Sommerhauser is the communications director and policy researcher for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He joins us this morning on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Mark, thanks for taking time this morning.
Absolutely. Jeff, thank you for having me.
Of course. So let's just go right into kind of the marriage, if you will, between housing and population. Do they truly go together? For example, the Milwaukee mayor wants to grow the population to 1 million. Without new housing, this is just seemingly impossible. Not to mention, there's a lot of other variables at play. But is it simply easy to say that housing and population are always married?
Well, I think there's no question, that they're closely linked together. The mayor's target obviously is just for the city of Milwaukee. In our report, we looked at metro areas throughout the state. So for instance, we looked at metro Milwaukee, which includes Milwaukee County as well as the three WOW counties. Mm-hmm. And, we did see an overall decline in the pace of new housing construction permitting, here over the last 3 years, for which we have data, 21, 22, and 23. Relative to those years leading up to the pandemic. So, that tells us that really the overall pace of permitting is not increasing here in Metro Milwaukee, and if anything, has gone down.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we're here in Milwaukee, the state's largest housing market, and that decline lost the last 3 years in multifamily construction. What are the factors contributing to the decline in single-family housing permits in not only Milwaukee, but also in Madison? And Madison is still, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's still the hottest housing market in the state, correct?
That's correct. And I'm actually, most of my forum colleagues are based in Milwaukee, but I actually work out of the Madison area. And so actually when we were crunching those numbers, I was personally quite surprised to see that come back the way it did, because Metro Madison continues to be really a very hot housing market. Still seeing a lot of population growth, and yet actually building fewer single-family homes or permitting fewer single-family homes. So there's no question that there's a lot that goes into that. One thing that we heard from a few of the experts that we consulted, and which we detail a little bit in our report, we don't go deeply into it, but we did kind of just wade into these numbers, is the issues around creating new subdivisions and new lots. Obviously, a buildable lot for a single family home is just the first step in the process. And we have seen a pretty significant decline actually statewide over time in the number of newly created lots that are being recorded, both with the state and with the county register of deeds in which they're being created. And we were particularly surprised to see that here in the Metro Madison area, again, even with population growth, very large increases in single family home prices, we have actually seen fewer new lots created over the last 3 years, for which we have data. Again, that was 2021, 22, and 23 relative to those years immediately before the pandemic. So that's comparing that to 2017, 18, and 19. We've seen a decrease in new lot construction. That was surprising to us.
Yeah, I want to dive into what accounts for that difference when we come back from the break. We're talking with Mark Sommerhauser from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, a new report regarding housing permitting in the state of Wisconsin. This is The Upswing, and we're presented by Horicon Bank.
Our house.
Welcome back to The Upswing. Mark Sommerhauser is the communications director and policy researcher for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He joins us this morning on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. housing permitting is slowed, adding to affordability concerns across the state of Wisconsin. So, Mark, how does Wisconsin's housing permitting per capita compare to national averages? And what do you think can be driving some of that difference?
Yeah, so just taking the most recent year of data that we looked at here, 2023, we did it, as you said, as a per capita rate, so housing units permitted per 1,000 residents. Last year, Wisconsin permitted about about 3.47 housing units per 1,000 residents. That's compared to nationally, that rate is about 4.5. So we are somewhat below the national rate. I think that's not totally surprising given our demographics here in Wisconsin. We're not growing quite as rapidly as some of their states. So, you know, you might expect it, certainly, obviously, if you're comparing, for instance, to the Sun Belt states and these places where, you know, there's just a lot more robust population growth. But nonetheless, yeah, we are behind that national rate.
Yeah, and as you talked about before the break, I mean, the impact of long-term decline in new lot creation has really had a sense of availability of affordable housing across the state, right?
Yeah, I think that's definitely one factor. And, you know, we went through this period, obviously, where we saw a tremendous amount of new housing being built in the early to mid 2000s. That's, you know, still sort of the high watermark for virtually all the data sets that we have, certainly going back through the 21st century and even before that. Then we all know kind of what happened after that. We saw the crash in the Great Recession. Then we had a period in the 20-teens where housing construction increased slightly after the coming out of the Great Recession, but really stayed at quite a low level by historical standards throughout most of the 20-teens. And I think we're starting to see the cumulative effect of that in terms of the constraints on housing inventory. The issue around new lot creation is really kind of a puzzle. You know, certainly one thing that we are hearing from a couple of folks that we spoke to is that a lot of people are struggling to get financing, you know, to be able to plat new subdivisions and create new lots. So, you know, that certainly could be one factor at play.
Yeah. From the 262, and we can talk about this for sure, a 1,200 square foot starter homes are non-existent because zoning has outlawed them. They only want mid-range to high-end homes. So I got to ask, you know, what strategies are local governments and policymakers in Wisconsin considering to address affordability concerns?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our report, you know, the forum only looks at state and local public policy. We don't deal with anything at the federal level. Obviously, you know, things like mortgage interest rates are something that state and local policymakers can't do much to affect. But there are levers that state and local policymakers can pull. I do want to say, to the credit of our legislature and our governor, they did work together in a bipartisan fashion here in the most recent state budget in 2023 to pass a package of bills that passed through the Republican legislature. Our Democrat governor did sign them that are going to try to make some more resources available to local governments and through the state to help finance the construction of, you know, more affordable housing. So that is one step that's already been taken. At the local level, though, there definitely are some tools that some municipalities are starting to use. Others are kind of having that debate because it can be very contentious, as you know.
Yes.
But, you know, there are measures that can be taken to around land use and around permitting to, number one, you know, just make it easier for developers and builders to obtain permits, you know, easier. When I say easier, I mean quicker, but also more predictable in terms of the process and in some cases less expensive. And then, you know, some of the most contentious debates are always around zoning and land use. And, you know, I'm sure you've seen that in a lot of communities in Metro Milwaukee. We see that here in Metro Madison. But, you know, there is a lot of discussion about, you know, permitting more types of housing to be built in various neighborhoods, often single family zone neighborhoods, that, you know, can provide a lot more housing that's going to be available at a more affordable price point.
Yeah. When we come back, which Wisconsin community is doing this right and why? Mark Sommerhauser from the Wisconsin Policy Forum joins us. This is The Upswing. We're presented by Horicon Bank.
Life used to
Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Joining us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Mark Sommerhauser from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Conclusion of a new study just released. For prospective homebuyers, the state's sluggish pace of single-family home permitting suggests that absent major changes in the housing market, there may be little relief in store for rising prices. Obviously, having more, a higher pace of multifamily housing construction is welcome news for renters, but it's still going to be insufficient to meet the demand created by population and household growth in some communities. So, Mark, as you look market to market and maybe even compare and contrast a little bit Milwaukee and Madison, but which Wisconsin communities are kind of doing the right things to spur additional housing development?
Sure. Yeah. And I should say, you know, we're just kind of looking at the data here and trying to follow where that leads us. Mm-hmm. I think looking at Milwaukee and Madison, you know, in Milwaukee, we're seeing over the last few years here, essentially a stagnant pace of single family permitting, a decrease in multifamily permitting. So I think certainly that, you know, that is somewhat concerning to us. We know that Metro Milwaukee is not really growing in population, so that's obviously one factor. But, you know, despite the population staying roughly flat, the number of households in Metro Milwaukee has increased just in the last about 6 years. We saw about a 5% increase in the total number of households. So we know that households are kind of the unit at which housing is obtained, right? Mm-hmm. And so if your population, even if your total population is not increasing, if you're seeing more households, you're going to need more housing. And I think, you know, another factor to keep in mind in Metro Milwaukee is the age of the housing stock. Milwaukee has a lot of older housing. And so that means that there is, you know, some housing that is kind of nearing the end of its useful life. And that's another factor that can, you know, put pressure on the need for new housing. Metro Madison, it's been a very, we have seen an increase here in Metro Madison in the levels of housing permitting. But you really have to zoom in and distinguish between multifamily and single family, because that there's a big difference. And we've seen a large increase in multifamily permitting here in Madison. That's welcome news. That's great news for renters here in Metro Madison. I think there's no question it was needed. Mm-hmm. But we've not seen the corresponding increase on the single family side. And that's obviously concerning for anybody who's, you know, in the market for a single family home here in this area. Looking around the rest of the state, one of the metros that does stand out here, I think, is Eau Claire.
Okay.
Has seen quite a significant increase, actually, in new housing permitting. So that's, you know, really notable. It has, once again, been really heavily skewed toward the multifamily permitting. So, again, I think very good news for renters in that market, but not really an increase in single family permitting. One of the few metros that I could find that has actually seen an increase in both multifamily and single family was the Appleton MSA. So that, I think, is good news for both renters and home buyers in that metro area. There has been an increase on both sides of the ledger there.
Did Eau Claire and Appleton, were there specific policy or zoning changes that had a factor in those increases?
That's a good question. We weren't able to look and kind of drill down to that level of detail among, we looked at 10 different metro areas as part of our analysis. I think it would be a really interesting follow-up, you mm-hmm. know, to go back and look and see were there actual policy changes within each of these 10 metro areas that might have been a factor.
All right. Very good. Well, it's definitely something to keep on the radar, especially throughout the election year, recent trends in housing construction and permitting and how they'll impact the long-term economic and social landscape across the state of Wisconsin. Mark Sommerhauser from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, appreciate you spending time with us on The Upswing today.
You bet, Jeff.
All right.